First Presidency Message. Always Remember Him by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Can you picture with me the prophet Moroni inscribing the final words of the Book of Mormon on the golden plates? He was alone. He had seen his nation, his people, and his family fall. The land was one continual round of war, Mormon chapter 8, verse 8. Yet he had hope, for he had seen our day, and of all the things he could have written, he invited us to remember. See Moroni, chapter 10, verse 3. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 through 1985, was fond of teaching that the most important word in the dictionary could be remember. Because we have made covenants with God, he said, our greatest need is to remember them. You can find the word remember throughout the scriptures. When Nephi admonished his brothers, often he invited them to remember the Lord's words and to remember how God had saved their forefathers. See 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 11 and verse 25. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 40. In his great farewell address, King Benjamin used the word remember 7 times. He hoped that his people would remember the greatness of God and his goodness and long-suffering toward them. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 11. See also Mosiah chapter 2, verse 41, Mosiah chapter 4, verse 28 and 30, and Mosiah chapter 5, verses 11 through 12. When the Savior instituted the sacrament, he invited his disciples to partake of the emblems in remembrance of his sacrifice. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. In every sacrament prayer you and I hear, the word always precedes the word remember. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. My message is an invitation, even a plea, to remember. Here are 3 suggestions about what you could remember each week when you partake of the sacred emblems of the sacrament. I hope they are helpful to you, as they have been to me. Remember Jesus Christ. First, remember the Savior. Remember who He was while on earth, how He spoke to others, and how He showed kindness in His acts. Remember whom He spent time with and what He taught. The Savior went about doing good, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. He visited the sick. He was committed to doing His Father's will. Most of all, we can remember the great price He paid out of His love for us to remove the stain of our sins. As we remember Him, our desire to follow Him will grow. We will want to be a little kinder, more forgiving, and more willing to seek the will of God and do it. Remember what you need to do better. It's hard to think of the Savior, His purity and perfection, without also thinking of how flawed and imperfect we are in comparison. We have made covenants to obey His commandments, yet we frequently fall short of this high standard. But the Savior knew this would happen, which is why He gave us the ordinance of the sacrament. The sacrament has its roots in the Old Testament practice of offering sacrifices, which included a confession of sin. See Leviticus chapter 5, verse 5. We don't sacrifice animals anymore, but we can still give up our sins. The Scriptures call this a sacrifice of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20. Come to the sacrament with a repentant heart. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 12. Moroni chapter 6, verse 2. As you do so, you will obtain forgiveness of sins, and you will not stray from the path leading back to God. Remember the progress you are making. As you examine your life during the ordinance of the sacrament, I hope your thoughts center not only on things you have done wrong, but also on things you have done right, moments when you have felt that Heavenly Father and the Savior were pleased with you. You may even take a moment during the sacrament to ask God to help you see these things. If you do, I promise you will feel something. You will feel hope. When I have done this, The Spirit has reassured me that while I'm still far from perfect, I'm better today than I was yesterday. And this gives me confidence that because of the Savior, I can be even better tomorrow. Always is a long time, and it implies a lot of focused effort. You know from experience how hard it is to think consciously of one thing all the time. But no matter how well you keep your promise to always remember Him, He always remembers you. The Savior knows your challenges. He knows what it is like to have the cares of life press upon you. He knows how urgently you need the blessing that comes from always remembering Him and obeying Him, that you may always have His Spirit to be with you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. So He welcomes you back to the sacrament table each week, once again offering you the chance to witness before Him that you will always remember Him. Teaching from this message, life can get hectic and make it difficult for us to always remember our Savior, Jesus Christ. The sacrament, however, provides a special time each week when we can reflect on His life and teachings. With those you home teach, consider how you use those quiet moments now and discuss how you can increase your focus on the Savior. How can you use those moments to reflect on the things you can personally improve? What is the value of remembering the progress you make each week? Applying the First Presidency message to youth. Remember how merciful the Lord hath been. Moroni chapter 10, verse 3. Three things to remember. The word remember appears many times in the Book of Mormon. Nephi encouraged his brothers to remember how God had saved their forefathers. King Benjamin asked his people to remember the greatness of God. And Moroni instructed his readers to remember how merciful the Lord is. Remembering the Savior is essential. We even covenant to remember Him each time we partake of the sacrament. President Irving invites us to remember these three things during the sacrament. 1. Remember Jesus Christ. Read scriptures about how the Savior served and showed love toward others. How do you feel His love? How can you serve and show love toward others like the Savior did? 2. Remember what you need to do better. Reflect on your past week with a repentant heart. Choose one thing you can change and write down how you'll make that improvement. Put your goal somewhere, you'll see it often. 3. Remember the progress you are making. Ask God to help you see the good progress you're making. Record how you feel. We aren't perfect, but the Savior knows that. That's why He asks us to remember Him. Remembering Him gives us hope and helps us want to improve. Even at times when we fail to remember Him, President Irene says, He always remembers you. Applying the First Presidency message to children. Remembering Jesus. The Scriptures teach that we should always remember Jesus Christ. That means we should think about Him a lot and follow His example. You can trace and color this picture of Jesus on page 6 to help you always remember Him. Place it somewhere you will see it often. And if ye do always remember me, ye shall have my Spirit to be with you. 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verse 7. End of the First Presidency message. Always remember Him. By President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.